Wednesday on the Good Day program, September 11th. For a lot of the right reasons, much of this hour will be focused on Roberta Fasanelli and her experience as a New Yorker, because September 11th is very important, obviously, to the people in New York City. So we'll get to that and other things that are going on that are important to us, the discussion of Syria. We're going to have to pause, though, for a second, or at least, Michael, I think you have to bring Roberta down, because that's we haven't got a good connection there at all. 888-302-3684 connects you to us and what's going on. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media. The president's speech last night, I feel like we ought to start each half hour with at least a small excerpt of this, because it is what people are talking about, at least in part. I think a lot of people are more focused on September 11th. But as far as important stories are concerned, the president addressing the nation for a fairly short speech, talking about or trying to make his case for why it's necessary for us to do something about Syria and the use of chemical weapons. So, Michael, if you would go to cut 110, I think we can get a different perspective. For those of you who didn't hear the president last night, and I know that is many of you, here's a brief excerpt from that presentation on television.
If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons. As the ban against these weapons erodes, other tyrants will have no reason to think twice about acquiring poison gas and using them. Over time, our troops would again face the prospect of chemical warfare on the battlefield. And it could be easier for terrorist organizations to obtain these weapons and to use them to attack civilians. If fighting spills beyond Syria's borders, these weapons could threaten allies like Turkey, Jordan, and Israel. And a failure to stand against the use of chemical weapons would weaken prohibitions against other weapons of mass destruction and embolden Assad's ally, Iran, which must decide whether to ignore international law by building a nuclear weapon or to take a more peaceful path. This is not a world we should accept. This is what's at stake. And that is why, after careful deliberation, I determined that it is in the national security interests of the United States to respond to the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons through a targeted military strike. The purpose of this strike would be to deter Assad from using chemical weapons, to degrade his regime's ability to use them, and to make clear to the world that we will not tolerate their use. That's my judgment as Commander-in-Chief. But I'm also the president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy. So even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, I believed it was right, in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security, to take this debate to Congress. I believe our democracy is stronger when the president acts with the support of Congress. And I believe that America acts more effectively abroad when we stand together. This is especially true after a decade that put more and more war-making power in the hands of the president and more burdens on the shoulders of our troops, while sidelining the people's representatives from the critical decisions about when we use force.
Wow. We've also had a decline in authenticity and integrity in the last 10, 12 years, to wit what went on in Iraq and the lies about weapons of mass destruction. And then in this circumstance, we don't know what's really true or not. So I think it's safe to say that the scheme that the president has outlined has hit a snag because of the Russians and the Chinese sort of brokering a deal with the United Nations that most nations around the world think makes appropriate sense. Let's find out what really is going on, and can they give these, can the Syrians comply with the request to give all the chemical weapons to UN supervision? So it's kind of a wait-and-see game at the moment. 888-302-3684. Situation at ground zero today. No politicians, including the mayor, didn't speak last year, aren't going to speak this year. Do we have Roberta hooked up? Michael, are we okay? with Roberta? Okay, we still have a problem. I want to get to her overview. By the way, we'll have some Queen of Cheap information from Roberta. For those of you who are new to the program, you can go to DougStephan.com and find the references to a lot of the things. She does the research every day to find out where there are great bargains, where you can spend money or not spend money and get some good things. That's a Bargain Central here on Good Day. One other item, and this is a New York story, but a lot of people are interested in what New York voters did yesterday. What they did was reject bids by both Mr. Wiener and Mr. Spitzer, both of them disgraced by their actions in the private sector, well, in private life. But they have not gotten the okay to resume their careers in office. So, Roberta, did you vote yesterday?
No, I didn't. I'm not a New York City resident.
Oh, you aren't?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you were. Huh. So what a New York, then what value is your comment?
I will be a New York City resident very soon.
All right. So if you had been, well, what we're saying is Roberta's a Long Island resident,
yeah.
So she wouldn't have voted in the election yesterday. But what basically do you sense is the essence of what New York voters were saying? Is it that easy to suggest that Wiener and Spitzer were both dumped because of their disgraced activities heretofore?
Yeah, pretty much, but I'll tell you, it was a really hard election. You know, a lot of my friends went on Facebook after they voted and said, this was a tough one, you know.
Really?
Bloomberg has done such a good job, and nobody wants anyone else to come in and totally mess it up again. So
right.
It's a really, really, really tough decision. And you got to understand, New Yorkers, unlike the rest of the country, really don't vote along strict party lines.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican. Oh, I'm White Sox, you're a Yankee. You know, it's not like that so much in New York.
Right.
You really vote on, you know, what the issues are, who the person is. So it's a real tough election, very tough election.
Yep. All right. As far as Ground Zero is concerned, today, the fact that there are no politicians allowed, that's a Bloomberg decision. Most people in New York are happy not to have to listen to
Absolutely.
Gas bags like Peter King go down and spout off nothingness for whatever period of time. This is something that's almost, it's hallowed ground. It is a sacred day, something not to be politicized. Politicians don't talk about Christmas and Easter either, do they? Yeah, I mean, this is the equivalent.
I mean,
well, people take
a cemetery.
Shot at. Yeah, right.
When
well,
you think about it.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot
many,
of people.
In many ways, the cemetery.
A lot of people grandstand when it comes to things like D-Day, other things that have happened in war, the politicians, the unknown soldier. That always gets politicized.
To us, it's the equivalent of the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it is. Absolutely. All right, so you have a Queen of Cheap report coming out in a few minutes. What do we have as highlights here?
Oh, let's see. We have Home Depot Kids Workshops for you to tell you about. We have free stuff that Procter & Gamble is giving away, and we're going to tell you how to get that. We have free stuff from 7-Eleven and Pillsbury and stuff from Tide and an incredible prank novelty that you are going to love if you like to play tricks on people.
All right. So we'll get to that. Charlotte, my dog, is very eager, as you can hear in the background, to get some information on the air. So we'll help yourself. We'll allow you to help yourself to Roberta's info in just a moment as the Good Day Show continues.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
Professor Nelly.
All right, Roberta has today's Queen of Cheap report. Discounts, bargains, specialty items that you may find at companies that are usually national companies. That's why it has some value. We wouldn't make any... if we went to Peoria and found out what Fred was doing at the discount drugstore there, it wouldn't help people around the rest of the country. So... we now have Roberta with, we'll focus, what, on Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot. Home Depot has their kids' workshops back coming up for the fall. And there's one Saturday, October 5th, and one Saturday, November 2nd. They do these every Saturday. Basically, it's the first Saturday of the month, and they do them from 9 to 12. It's for kids for 5 to 12 years old. And they teach them how to make all sorts of cool stuff. It's absolutely free. You just show up. So on October 5th, they're going to build a fire rescue plane, and on November 2nd they're going to build a tabletop ship. So it's a nice way to spend an afternoon in Home Depot with your kids. Procter & Gamble, they're giving away a whole bunch of stuff. You can they have like this program that you can join, and they send you free stuff, and now they're giving you free Gain, Cascade, and Pantene is what the current giveaways are. All you got to do there is sign up and you get all your samples free. They send them to you in a nice little box. 7-Eleven, free Pillsbury cinnamon roll today, Wednesday. Get them, go and get them. You just got to go get the 7-Eleven app on your cell phone, activate it when you reach the store, show them on your cell phone, and bingo, there's your free cinnamon roll.
B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O.
Now, you know those new laundry pods? I absolutely love the laundry pods. I think they're the best thing since sliced bread.
What is a laundry pod?
Laundry pod, it's like the dishwasher pods. You don't have to measure out powder, you don't have to measure out liquid. It's just like a little
capsule.
Pod.
Yeah, right,
it's like
okay.
A pod, and you just take and you pop it in. It's a real way to save money because you don't use too much, you don't use too little, and it's real easy just to kind of lug around. Well, they come in these containers, and Tide wants to send you 4 free Tide pod tub resealable stickers. Got that?
Yes, very good.
They're stickers that are resealable that you can seal the tub so that little fingers can't get into them. And you can actually use them. I use them for my Dawn dishwashing tubs, even though it says Tide. It really doesn't matter. Right. So they're really handy for that, so go get them there. And we have a wonderful prank novelty at Amazon that's 67% off. You can get 12 fake plastic cockroaches. Now, these aren't the little New York cockroaches. These look like the big New York water bugs.
Lovely.
Or the Florida palmetto bugs. And let me tell you, they really look real. And you want to weird someone out, get some of these. 67% off.
Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Fasnelli is the supreme Springsteen fan, going to hundreds of his concerts over the history of his performing. So what's the significance of this tune, The Rising, Roberta?
Well, apparently a couple of months after September 11th, Bruce was walking around Asbury Park, and he hadn't toured for a year, and somebody saw him and said to him, "Bruce, we really need you now." Mm-hmm. And this is the song he came up with.
Yeah. Well, he certainly speaks to the needs of many people in America in terms of emotion. I think he's always been referred to as a blue-collar pop singer, in a sense. I think he goes a lot deeper than that, frankly. Most of the songs that I like of his are quite penetrating, his stories, his ability to tell stories. Now, who does he collaborate with? The music, and because there's the lyric and then there's the music itself. So who comes up with the lyrics, who comes up with the music when there's collaboration here?
He mostly writes everything himself.
Does he?
For the most part, yeah. He'll come up with, I've seen videos of, you know, of how the band works, and I've been to several rehearsals. He comes up with the music and the lyrics, and then he'll sit down on the acoustic guitar or piano, and he'll play it for the band, and they'll take all sorts of notes, mm-hmm. and then they start working on it. I mean, they're all, you know, superb professional musicians, and they pretty much know what the band sound yeah. is, and they just take it from there.
Yeah. All right, little insight into Bruce Springsteen from Roberta. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program. The ladies of The View are back, and a couple of new members of the cast, if you will. They discussed yesterday why Miley Cyrus was doing the things she's doing, and here's basically that conversation.
The girl who put twerking in the headlines. Miss Miley Cyrus has found new ways to apparently shock people with her latest video called Wrecking Ball. Now, everybody loves the music, say the song is fantastic, but people are, again, I don't know why, but they're freaked out by the fact that she appears to be naked and having a very good time about this video.
That Wrecking Ball is going to knock her right off the charts, I think.
You know, I think, and there's one, and I guess they couldn't put it because of the censors. The video, she goes on, she's naked on the Wrecking Ball. There's also a sledgehammer, and she's licking the sledgehammer. Ah, there we go. She starts licking this sledgehammer.
And that all the time.
You do it all the time. But you know,
I've got to ask a question.
Yeah.
In order to show that she's a grown-up, that she's not Hannah Montana, that she's not this young girl anymore,
right,
does she have to go this far? Is that
you know,
the only
it feels
way
like, it feels like the young girls that want to change their image go slutty for some reason, and the young boy bands try to turn into this, like, tough guy, like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, real thugs, yeah.
Well, you know, and I think about Madonna, because that's back in my age when I was young watching the TV, and my mom would walk past the TV and say, like, oh, my gosh, look at this, disgraceful, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah, but the thing with Madonna was not like, you know, she started out as a child star. Hannah Montana, she had the kids. Madonna came in, you know, Madonna was crotch scratching, you know, men falling off the cross. I'm not a virgin, I'm a hoe.
Madonna didn't change.
Madonna never changed. Lady Gaga. Exactly.
I also think Madonna also kind of had a message involved. I don't think there is real end message with this.
Well, there is a message. Buy my album.
Well, you know,
that's the message.
That may well be the case. All right, a 2020 television quiz coming up here as we continue on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for some pet guardians, a half-hour trip in a car with a dog or cat can seem longer than a transatlantic crossing. The nervous dog or cat drools, whines, cries, jumps from backseat to front seat, and finally regurgitates his breakfast all over your new car. It's a horrible experience for everyone involved. There is, however, a simple solution. Early, gradual exposure. In order to see and know the world outside of the house, your dog should be put in the car on a regular basis without going anywhere. Just sit in the driveway. Let him get comfortable in the car with his favorite toy, and when you do start taking rides with him, don't always just go to the vet or the groomer. How would you feel if every time he got in the car, it was for a haircut or a shot? Bring him to grandma's house. Bring him to a neighbor. Bring him to a park. Bring him to a beach. Make sure that his outings in the car turn out to be positive when the end result. That's what's going to make the difference. If the dog feels comfortable in the car, and if you're a good driver, you should be able to go on a lot of outings together. And after all, that's going to solve a lot of behavioral problems for your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Dudley Steffen family includes Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler, who's monitoring all kinds of things in his perch, on his perch or in his perch? I guess on his perch would be better than in his perch.
Reclining back on my perch.
All right, get back on your perch. Ken is in San Diego. Roberta's in New York City. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we're here to bring you the important stories of the day, some information that you may or may not have had. A lot of discussion, obviously, about the president delivering his speech last night, and we have a little excerpt from that. Actually, what I'd like you to be thinking of, we have a tradition here of asking questions about 20 after the hour and looking for a response sometime before 20 before the next hour. It's called the 2020 News Quiz Question. Sometimes it's a variable on news. For example, today it's a 2020 television question. So, I would like you to ponder this, and for a swell prize, you can dial up 888-302-3684 if you have the answer to the question about Cyndi Lauper winning an Emmy Award for an outstanding guest performance in a comedy series. She played Marianne in what television show? This was a very popular show. I think, Roberta, you loved this show. However, you're not allowed to mess things up by giving us a guess. 1995 was the year. Cyndi Lauper is the performer. She wins an Emmy for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy. She performed as a character named Marianne in what show? 888-302-3684. Kenny, I'm guessing you probably have the answer to this. Richie, I'm betting you don't have a clue.
I do not.
Not have a clue.
All right. No clue.
So, and again, I don't know whether Roberta, this is not, Roberta doesn't watch that much TV, but I think this may be something that she liked. If Jennifer were here, Jennifer back the week of the 20th here on Good Day. In the meantime, we're holding down the fort. A final run through. Here's the question again. Cyndi Lauper wins an Emmy on this date, 1995, for her guest actress performance in a comedy. She played a character named Marianne. What was the name of the comedy? All right, everybody got that in their focus? Got it? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, discussion certainly about September 11th, 12 years ago, is appropriate today. Also, a discussion of the president's speech last night. I thought he came across in listening to the pieces, I admit to not having watched it. It really didn't interest me. Getting bits and pieces out of it for your edification so that you kind of can put things into perspective. If you watched it, swell. You may have heard some of the excerpts that we've put on the air over the course of the morning. Here's another outtake from the president's address where he issues the questions and concerns people have about starting another war.
Many of you have asked, won't this put us on a slippery slope to another war? One man wrote to me that we are still recovering from our involvement in Iraq. A veteran put it more bluntly, this nation is sick and tired of war. My answer is simple. I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. This would be a targeted strike to achieve a clear objective, deterring the use of chemical weapons and degrading Assad's capabilities. Others have asked whether it's worth acting if we don't take out Assad. And some members of Congress have said there's no point in simply doing a pinprick strike in Syria. Let me make something clear. The United States military doesn't do pinpricks. Even a limited strike will send a message to Assad that no other nation can deliver. I don't think we should remove another dictator with force. We learned from Iraq that doing so makes us responsible for all that comes next. But a targeted strike can make Assad or any other dictator think twice before using chemical weapons. Other questions involve the dangers of retaliation. We don't dismiss any threats. But the Assad regime does not have the ability to seriously threaten our military. Any other retaliation they might seek is in line with threats that we face every day. Neither Assad nor his allies have any interest in escalation that would lead to his demise. And our ally, Israel, can defend itself with overwhelming force, as well as the unshakable support of the United States of America.
All right, so more war talk. Blah, blah, blah. 888-302-3684.
What you worried about? The Russians have our back on this one.
The Russians have our back on this one?
Yeah, they're going to take care of it all. Right, they're the peacemakers.
Yeah, they are. The Chinese are in there as well.
The Chinese are helping the Russians be the peacemakers.
You know, but it's pretty interesting to see.
I see somewhere where Russia is sending Iran missiles today.
I didn't see that. That may have been maybe the case. I didn't see
that. Hey, we'll take care of the chemical weapons over here. By the way, look that way.
Yeah. Hmm. Meanwhile, the Obama speech makes the polling on this kind of fuzzy because CNN at least was reporting today through Politico.com that most people backed the president. Most people backed the president on the content of the speech last night. Polls done immediately after the speech suggest that people were persuaded somewhat, not necessarily to support the president, but they backed him in his position. So if that's of value to you, help yourself to it. 888-302-3684. Yeah. Meanwhile, yes. Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter at Good Day Show, what do we have regarding Syria at the moment?
Elaine says, what is he asking us to support? His speech was confusing, just like his policy. Kevin says, if Obama makes America fear Assad the way Bush did with Saddam, he gets approval. People are sheep and easily led astray.
True.
And Barry says, too bad some didn't even see Obama. Was it on last night? Glad the spouse still pays for cable. I watched Covert Affairs.
That's a pretty good show, by the way. I like that. I think it's on, is it TBS? TNT? One of them, or, no, I think it's on, what's the other one?
USA?
USA, right. I was going to say USO. Meanwhile, President Putin offering to supply Iran with air defense missile systems. To back up what Richie just said, as well as build a second reactor for their nuclear plant. Putin will renew an old offer to supply Iran with five of the sophisticated ground-to-air missile systems at a meeting with the new Iranian president on Friday. So I think we were confused whether you were saying the missiles would go to Syria or to Iran, Richard.
No, Iran.
Iran. Yeah.
And it's just a nice little $800 million in the left front pocket of Russia. So
right. Hey, listen, they got to make a couple of bucks here and
sure.
there. Right? Got to do it. So, Roberta, back to the New York mayor's race, which is something that people are talking about today. De Blasio topped the primary, which was to be expected. The two guys who were getting most of the press got nothing that amounts to anything. Anything else that went on there? Even though Roberta's happy to tell us, but she didn't vote yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't vote yesterday.
I know, we got that, Roberta. Good for you. Congratulations. So what else happened? What became of, is the story De Blasio wins and the other two guys lose and that's it?
Well, you know, it's De Blasio and then it's Joe Lowe. It looks like is going to be the GOP guy.
Yeah, who's he? Anybody know?
He's another GOP.
Unless he wins more than the 40% and then
right.
there's no runoff, right?
Mm. Yeah, yep.
Okay, one of the things that
so,
people...
You know, people were paying attention to the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people were paying attention, speaking of the U.S. Open, to a golf offer that was apparently something done the last couple of years and got no notice, but for some reason or other, this Wisconsin golf course sparked outrage this year after advertising nine holes of golf for 9/11 to commemorate the anniversary.
Oh.
Tumble Down Trails Golf Course promoted the special discount in the newspaper on Monday, saying that it was intended to honor the anniversary of the attacks, but after a barrage of negative comments of people who thought the deal was in poor taste, the owner of the golf course apologized and retracted the offer.
Especially a golf course called Tumble Down?
Yeah. I think. Nice. But apparently it's gone on, Kenny, the last couple of years, and nobody said boo. Right?
Yeah, I wonder what happened this year.
I don't know.
Whether Fox News or Talk Radio or somebody else found out about it and publicized it.
Right. 888-302-3684. All right. So, Richie, Cyndi Lauper won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series for her performance as a character named Mary Ann. Goldie's in Palm Springs. Goldie, what say you? Gilligan's Island, I don't think it was around in 1995. Wasn't it gone, Kenny, by then?
Oh, yeah.
Long gone.
And it was quite another person who played the character of Mary Ann.
Yes. Okay. I get the... It was Mary Ann.
Yeah,
yes,
let's see if Richard knows.
All right.
It's Richard,
Richard
in Florida.
Welcome to the program. Hi.
Mad About You.
Mad About You is the correct answer. How'd you know that?
Oh, because I used to watch another show. I liked it.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused. I thought you were talking about a current thing that she had done.
No, no. 1995.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I missed that.
Yeah, but it's okay.
That was a good show.
I listen to you so I can be mad about you.
I don't know what that means, that you love me in the program or you get angry at some of the things I say.
Richard, I'm mad about Doug all the time, so join the club.
All right, we'll change it from mad about you to mad about Doug. All right, so Richard, you get the swell prize. Hold on a second. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
I'm Deb Gagasberry, the family adventure mom, and I know this is a really busy time of year for families. It's tough to juggle school and sports and social obligations, and it's kind of on parents to come up with smart, creative ways to keep the family organized and energized enough to enjoy the fall. So let's start with snacking. Hormel Rev Wraps came out this summer, and they're available nationwide in grocery stores. The ideal solution for on-the-go snacking. They come with real meat and cheese, have at least 15 grams of protein, and provide teens with real sustaining energy. There's no assembly or preparation required, and they're great for in-between times, after school and, say, sports or piano lessons. They come in 8 varieties, including pepperoni pizza, ham and cheese, peppered turkey, and Italian style, so you are sure to find one for even the pickiest of eaters. If you need some more information, you can go to my website, familyadventuremom.com, or for more information on Rev Wraps, go to revwraps.com.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was 57 channels and 11 out. 57 channels and 11 out. 57 channels and
I just like to hear that for whatever the reason. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of television.
The TV.
How many people call it a TV versus calling it a television? What did you grow up calling it, Richie?
I believe it was TV. Yeah. I can't remember.
Kenny?
TV.
What did you call the box? You called it the TV, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think anybody refers to it anymore actually as a television. I look at these stories, and it's, here's Fox.
In 10 years where there won't be a television.
No,
there will
be a
monitor.
A screen.
And
yeah.
It'll be a computer. You'll be watching YouTube and for your main entertainment. It happens already.
FX is developing a TV series based on the book and the movie American Psycho. Let's see. The report is that series would take place decades after the flick which starred Christian Bale. Wasn't that in the 80s? When did that...
Yes.
Was it the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of where Christian Bale got his start.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
So the serial killer Patrick Bateman, who would be in his mid-50s now, takes on a protege. Would that make it interesting? Is that a good idea for a TV series?
No. I didn't think I would like that type of show, but The Following with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
It's a really a
pretty. Would this program
show.
Be that violent?
I don't
the
know.
That's, very violent.
The Following is very violent, yes.
As a matter of fact, on the strength of your suggestion, Richie, when you told me, because I don't like violence, and so on the strength of it, I've never watched. I will admit you clicking over it once or twice and just
you
seeing.
You would not like it.
No. Some of the stuff, and I just decided.
Nope. You would not like it.
USA Now has renewed Graceland for a second season. It's interesting how all of these series, the so-called summer replacement series, have taken on a life of their own and seem to be things that people look forward to, even though they only have, what, usually 12 episodes?
Yeah.
12, 13, 14 episodes. I think it's like, for example, the Poppy Montgomery Unforgettable. I think that's a great show. It got one full season, and they ran it this summer, and it did very well. in place at the same time with a Good Wife.
Where's Graceland at? I don't even know where that is. That one of
Graceland's
the
USA.
Yeah, USA.
Yeah.
It's Fox. Amazing how well some of these shows do on the deep cable.
Right. Fox has made a season premiere of The Mindy Project available to fans early. You can stream it by going to Fox.com.
I'm all
Fox Now and Hulu. The Mindy Project. First episode airs September 17th.
She's cute.
Okay. Speaking of cute, that's Rich McFadden. He's cute, too.
Adorable.
This is Doug's Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weekly visit with the lovely and talented Warren Eckstein. There we go. I like that. The crescendo of conversation focusing on animals, pets, dogs, cats. Richie has two new puppies, and I'm sure he's going to need some advice on how to handle them. So we get to that. Plus the question whether dogs should take minerals, selenium, magnesium, potassium. Are those appropriate for your dogs as they are appropriate for you? We'll get Warren's advice on that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere who are getting new dogs. Mr. McFadden had to put his lovely dog to sleep last year, and he's been thinking about with his family.
It's like a total
how
Hearn.
Right, this is an entirely different. Patch was sort of a Heinz 57.
No, Patch was a red border collie, which
really?
Is a
I thought
large
there was more
border collie. So do we until we talked to a couple people who breed red border collies, and he was all he was about 65 pounds of big border collie.
Yeah.
And now I went for two pug puppies. And they are the smallest, cutest, most energetic little things you could ever see. And they're just adorable. My kids love them. My wife loves them. She flew back from Colombia yesterday on an airplane. They slept on the airplane the whole time. Were adorable and great. And now we have two puppies in the house, Warren.
How's it smell in your house today?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, they've had a couple of accidents, but we've been taking them out a lot. But Warren piqued my interest because he said, I told him that we laid a little piece of paper down in the kitchen overnight just in case they have a mistake. And he said, you can tell you have kids because dog owners don't potty train their dogs. They house break them. That is interesting. What is the difference?
You know, I've been doing this for a few years, and the bottom line is the terminology people come up with when they talk about housebreaking their dogs is amazing. First of all, when was the last time you saw a puppy sitting on a commode reading a magazine? You don't potty train them. You teach them to go outside. And I always love the people that call me up and says, Warren, how do I get my dog to do his business outside like he practices law? So the bottom line is, just the term, the potty training, you can always tell when someone has kids because they potty train their kids, but you housebreak a dog. By the way, two pug puppies, that's almost one whole dog, Richie.
It's close. Energy-wise, it's two whole dogs. What is going to be your number one tip for housebreaking your puppies?
Well, you know, really, the most important thing to do at this point is to regulate their diet, because by regulating their diet, assuming like 5 or 10 minutes after they eat or drink, they have to go. So regulate their diet, regulate their food. That's really important as well. The other thing that's real important is to make sure you clean up the areas with something that really gets rid of the odor. I'll give you an example. When a dog has an accident, most people run to the cupboard. They get Mr. Clean, Top Job, Less Toil. All of those products contain ammonia, and ammonia is exactly the same smell as urine. So you might as well pee on the floor because you're putting down the same odor you're trying to get rid of. So you need to clean it up with a good odor neutralizer, which, by the way, I'll send you one, Richie, if you remind me. That's really critical. And the other thing, and I talked a little bit off the air with you, is they're teething right now. So they're going to be chewing on everything. They're going to be chewing on your hands. They're going to be chewing on fabric. Their mouth hurts. If it was an infant, as a father, you know, you go to the drugstore, you buy a frozen teething ring for the kids. What you do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, put a little Cheese Whiz or a little gravy on them, pop them in the freezer, and when the dog's mouth really hurts, give them the frozen toys to play with. It'll alleviate a lot of the pain and help you get through the teething.
Yeah, you just helped me more than you could
even. And one more thing.
Yes, please.
A lot of trainers and a lot of behaviors are going to say, wait till the dog's a little bit older to start training him. The same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to teach the puppy how to do something right. Short lessons, 5 or 10 minutes at a time, every day. Don't wait. I start training at 8 weeks old. You're already a week or two behind.
Okay.
Let me ask you quickly, selenium, magnesium, potassium, should dogs take minerals?
Only under your veterinary's advice. A lot of people are using that, but they're giving their dogs way too much. So ask your veterinarian. If he doesn't know, go to an integrative vet who does.
All right. Here's the advice from Warren Eckstein, the pet expert from The Pet Show. Here on the...
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.